Appreciate the special song this morning. And it is such a privilege for us to know Jesus, isn't it? And if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know the Lord this morning, He'd like to get to know you. And I'm thankful that He is still reaching out to those that are lost and those that are in trouble. Is our interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God? I'd like to begin over in the book of Genesis in the 12th chapter. Genesis chapter 12, we'll begin reading with verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. God came and gave Abram a call. And the call was, I want you to get up from where you are. I want you to arise from where you are familiar. And I'll confess, Brother Ed, when the Lord began to give me this message, I thought, well, I can't wax poetic like Brother Ed can. But I just imagined Abram and how the Lord came and told Abram to get up to leave the land that you're familiar with. Leave the land of your childhood. Leave your cousins that are down the road that you used to play with. The place is that hidden little cave or that fort that you built. The things that warm your heart. The things that you like to go and do. The warm memories that you have. I want you to leave that. And you know that all of us have things like that in our life. The things that we think back to our childhood. When I go home to Oregon, I almost invariably, without fail, I usually get in the car and I go on a drive and I go by where I used to live. And I see the house that I grew up in, and I drive by the schools that I used to go to, and it brings back a lot of memories. The Lord came to Abram and said, I want you to leave that. Do you know it's not always easy to leave something that you're tied to? It's where my heart was. There's a lot of good things there. I know sometimes there are things that we like to leave. It was a place of bad memories. But it's nice that we were driving the other night on the way home from service and I took a wrong turn. And we drove by a park and Renee looked and said, Michael, do you remember? Do you remember what happened there? Yes, I remember. It brought back good memories. Do you know that there are things in all of our lives from our past that bring back good memories? And God gave Abram a call, and He said, I want you to leave the land of your father. Yes. And Abraham began a journey. But the Lord did not just call him to leave something. He said, I want you to get thee out of this country. I want you to leave this unto a land that I will show you. Do you know this morning that the Lord still wants us to get up and leave some things? Yes. The Lord is still calling for us to. He's calling us out of some places in life. But whenever God calls you to leave something, He has a better place in mind for us. And Abraham did not know exactly where God was going to take him. He knew it was Canaan land, but he hadn't been there before. He didn't know the land. He was going to a strange place with strange people, with customs that he did not know. But in faith, he followed the leadings of God. This morning, never be afraid to follow the leadings of the Lord. When the Lord comes and you hear the voice of the Spirit calling you, I want to encourage you this morning, don't be afraid to leave what is familiar when you are following the Spirit of the Lord. So Abram got up and he followed him. The scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us the reason why Abraham did this. It said by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. When God calls us to leave something, He is calling us to something. And what God has in mind for each one of us individually this morning is something better than what we used to have. But are we willing to get up and walk and follow the Lord? It's a blessing to hear the call of God. And when you hear the call of God, you don't have to be afraid of it because it's going to require something. Answering the call of God is going to require some sacrifice. And sometimes it will require you to leave what is familiar. I want to emphasize that this morning. And sometimes I think about, and I know, thank you, I know this is farm country, but just understand where I'm from. I have always lived in the city. And so when we drive by the stockyards, I know sometimes headed to Dallas or going somewhere, you go by the stockyards, man, something smells. And then you look over and you see what the smell was. Do you know when you get around that very long, you pull up and you say, oh, it's good to be home. Because it's a familiar smell. Do you know, no disparagement on that. I can understand getting used to that. But understand, sometimes what has been home to us, God has something better. Because God has something better than all the memories that Abraham had. He had a land of promise. He had something better in store for him. But to get there, he had to be willing to make some sacrifices. And he left family, and he left friends, and he left the places that he used to be. And God was going to take him somewhere else. Are you willing this morning to head out somewhere that you don't know where God's going to take you? Is there anyone here that's willing to say, Lord, I will answer the call of God. And I will follow Him, and I don't know where it's going to lead me. But listen, God will never ask you to go somewhere, but that He won't go with you. When God asks you to leave something, God will walk with you. God will never ask you to take up a cross, except He will give you the strength to be able to bear it. God will never ask you to leave something behind or to do something, but His grace will be there to enable you and empower you. And we can look and say, I can't do this. This is just too hard. I'm not able. But with God, folks, answering His call, you can do it. Because God will be faithful when we place our trust in Him. God is still calling this morning. Many, many hundreds of years later, there were four men. And they were out by the Sea of Galilee and they were fishing. And Jesus walked by and He looked over, and you can find it over in the book of Matthew in the 4th chapter. But He walked by and He saw Simon, and which was Peter, and He saw Andrew. And keep in mind that Andrew had been a disciple of John the Baptist. So he was also very aware of the message that John the Baptist had been preaching. And Jesus walked along and He looked over there and He saw Peter and His brother Andrew, and they were casting their net into the sea. And Jesus said, follow Me and I will make you fishers of men. He was calling them. And do you remember what they did? It said they straightway, they left their nets and they followed Him. And then Jesus kept on walking. And He came along and He saw two other brethren, James and John. And they were with their father. They were with family. And they were mending their nets. They were living life like we're living life. They had their jobs. They had their families. But yet Jesus had something in mind for them. And He went by and He said, follow Me. And it said they immediately, they left their ship and their father, and they followed Him. Are we willing this morning to answer the call of God? When God calls out from something, He is calling us to something else. I want you to leave your fishing, and I want you to follow Me. Do you know that that is what God is calling for, the Lord is calling for this morning? He's not calling for us to follow man. He's not calling for us to follow some church's dogma. He's not calling us to follow some men's religion. The Lord is calling us to follow Him. And when we follow Him, it's going to require us leaving some nets behind us immediately and saying, Lord, I'm going to follow You with all of my heart.
That's right.
But it gives me courage and strength to know this morning that when we leave what is familiar, God has a good place to take us. And if it seems like that you're in a good place this morning, but yet you hear the Lord calling you, open up your heart and in faith embrace the call of the Spirit of the Lord, because He's got a destination in mind. It's a promised land. It's a good place. So, like Abram, I don't believe these brethren knew where all they were going to go. Jesus just said, follow Me. Alright, Lord, where are we going? Well, Jesus, follow Me. Do you know many times the Lord does not give us the roadmap and tell us where He wants to take us tomorrow, because our emotions will get involved. Our logic will get involved. And the Lord said, I will lead you day by day and step by step. I want you to follow Me today. Because one of the other things is, if you're like Peter and the Lord said, okay, this is your destination, some of us will try to get there before the Lord wanted us to get there. We say, okay, we're supposed to be there. I'll just go down the Lord's way. Wait, hold on a minute. You've got to learn some things before you get there. So answer the call of God and follow Me today, and I'll get you there when it's right time. Well, the disciples, these four brothers, did not know where all following Christ was going to take them. They didn't know that it was going to, Peter didn't know it was going to take him to a place of denial. He didn't know it would take him to the place of a cross. They didn't know at that time that it would take them to a place of a resurrection. They did not know that it would take them to a place that they were casting out devils and healing the sick. They did not know that it would take them to a place that they could stand in boldness and proclaim the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. They did not know it would take them to a place of martyrdom. But it also took them to a place of glory in heaven when they died. I want to hear the call of God this morning, because God has a good place He wants to take us. Well, we go move forward just a little bit in the book of Acts, and we find 120 that also heard the call of God. There were 120 in the upper room praying and seeking God for His blessings. And then the Spirit of the Lord came down, and we find that there were 3,000 that heard the call of God.
Yeah.
I want you to follow Me. Do you know that's where why many of us are here this morning?
Yes.
Because I heard the call. I heard Jesus come by my way and He said, I want you to follow Me. Do you know there were those that followed Jesus that their heart wasn't in it? And when things got tough, they walked away. But when you hear the call of Jesus Christ and you recognize the Lord has a destination for me, it is so much easier to forsake those good memories, those good places, to leave father and mother behind for the sake of the gospel.
Yes, it is.
We find in Acts chapter 2, in verse 47, we find that the people, the 3,000 that had heard the call of God, it said they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And it said the Lord added to what? You remember?
Yes, yes.
He added to the church daily such as what? Should be saved. Now who did the Lord add to? The church.
Yes.
And what does the word church mean? It means called out. Just like God called Abram out, I want you to leave your father. I want you to leave where you've been living, and I want you to take you to a promised land. We find the apostles, the disciples, they left something in order to follow Jesus. And now we find 3,000. We don't have that many here this morning, but I believe that's why we're here. They came together and they were fellowshipping in the Spirit of the Lord because they had a common call from the Lord. They had answered the call of Jesus and said, follow Me. And that's the first place we have record of the word church in the gospel. Church. He added to the church. He added to an assembly of called out people. They were not there because they were all of the same background. They were not there because they all spoke the same language. They were not there because they all had the same last name. They weren't there because some of them all came from this country and were neighbors. They were all there in one accord, in unity, because they had heard the call of God. And when they came together, the call of God was greater than their differences. The call of God was different than their cultural backgrounds. The call of God was greater than all of the practices that they had brought from their fathers. And they were in unity because they'd answered the call of God. You know this morning that is still what the church is today. That's what the church is. It is a called out people. Called out from what? Called out from sin. Called out from the world. But what are we called to? We are called to Jesus Christ this morning. The Lord is not calling us to join an organization of men. He's not calling us to just build another church on another corner. He is calling us to answer Him and follow Jesus Christ. And when we will follow Jesus, it will bring us together in a spirit of unity and oneness because we're answering a common call. Church. Called out. And it's not a church of man. It's a church of God. They used to say it was a little C on church and capital G on God. I think the world's getting a little mixed up. They're capitalizing the C on church and God's getting smaller and smaller. This is about God this morning. Amen. This is about people that have heard the call to come out.
Yes.
That's what this is about this morning. If you're here and you say, what's this all about anyway? This is what it's about.
Yes.
It is about a people. It is about individuals who heard the Lord Jesus call their name and they said, I want to follow Jesus. And when you follow Jesus, you're going to find yourself rubbing shoulders with someone else that, I'll tell you, these were all fishermen. They could talk about common experiences, but you throw Matthew in the mix, you've got something different going on now. You've got a man that was educated. You've got a man that was traditionally ostracized by his own people because he worked for the Roman government. And now you find a man of such a very different lifestyle looking over at these fishermen. And they started working together. And they started praying together. And they start, it's like, what is going on over there? They have heard the call. And they answered the call. Do you know the call of the Lord is what brings us out? Because we've been called out.
Right.
Called out to what? Called out to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that call this morning. When Jesus prayed for His disciples, He prayed over in the book of John 17. He prayed, Lord, don't take them out of the world. He was praying for us. He said, Father, don't take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil of the world.
Yeah.
Do you know that? We say, what are we called out from? We are called out from the evil of the world. The Lord Jesus never intended people to profess His name and continue on in their sin.
Right.
Whosoever nameth the name of Christ, let him what? Depart from iniquity. When we answer the call of Jesus Christ, it means I am forsaking my sin. I am forsaking my way to follow the Lord Jesus. What He says, what He taught, what He wants in my life. It's no more about pleasing my flesh. It's about pleasing Jesus. And the Word of God, the Bible, is an expression of God's Word. It's an expression because if you burn this book, God's Word is still going to keep going on.
Right.
You can burn the book, and I don't advise it, but you know, that's where some see something is so sacred. But God's Word will never pass away. And so when we read then an expression of God's will for us, Lord, I'm not quite there, but by Your help, I'm going to answer the call. I want to get there, Lord. And maybe I'm not there today and I read of how the Lord tells me to live and I say, Lord, I'm falling short, but it's my heart and it's my purpose and it's my desire to get there. God will help you. you to get there. But answer the call and move out on faith. And don't be afraid to leave some of your old stuff behind. If we're going to follow Jesus, we're going to have to get rid of some things. We're going to have to get rid of some stuff. We're going to have to get rid of some attitudes. And some of us are going to have to come to a place that we are literally willing to forsake the fellowship with mom and dad and brother and sister because I heard the call of God and that's more important to me than all of my loved ones and my family. Because one day, if I'll follow Jesus today, we'll follow Him right on into heaven if we'll just keep answering the call of God. So what's this church business all about? It's about being called out. Called out from the world. That's why the Scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Oh, do you know, when you follow Jesus, it's a whole lot more than just, well, I'm going to follow some new traditions. I'm going to follow the teachings of just a different group. If that's all this is, I don't know why I'm here this morning. I am not interested in just getting with a group of people as lovely as all of you are this morning. I'm not interested in us getting together and making some resolutions and deciding what we're going to teach in our church. Not interested, but I am interested this morning in hearing the call of God and responding to His Word and saying, Lord, I want to adhere to what You have for us. And when you have that same burden and are answering that same call, it brings us in together in unity and oneness that can never be hammered out in a back room somewhere. You can never vote unity in because unity is a condition of heart as we answer the call of the Lord. And there can be splits in religions and churches and congregations can divide up. Folks, God isn't in that, but God is in the oneness of His people that have answered His call in saying, Lord, I'm willing to lay my opinion on the altar that Your Word might be elevated in my life. That's what it's going to take. Called out. Called out from my way. Called out to God's way. Thank the Lord. Called out from the evil. We sing the song, I've left all the world to do what? To follow Jesus. That's what this is about this morning. And if it's just about another religion, I'm glad you're here. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to be disappointed. But if you will open your heart and follow Jesus this morning, you're going to find some good stuff. You're going to find some blessings. You're going to find anointing. You're going to find power. You're going to find life. You're going to find the ability through Christ to overcome the things that have held you back for years in men's religion. Because God elevates and lifts up when we answer the call. But are we willing to be called out and forsake some of those things that would tie us down? Over in 1 Peter, Lord bless this morning His Word. 1 Peter chapter 2. My children tell me that when we start preaching on the church, that time starts being a little more irrelevant. Not quite as important, but 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it said, you are a chosen generation. I am so thankful this morning to be part of a chosen generation. Do you know who is chosen? Those that have answered the call of Jesus Christ. Would you follow me? Can you just see the Lord coming through here this morning saying, would you follow me? Say, Lord, what's it going to mean? It's like, you know what? Follow me. Forsake all the stuff behind. And are you willing to drop your nets and say, Lord, I'll follow you? When you follow Jesus, you are part of that chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. These were the same descriptive words that were used to describe ancient Israel. And now they're being applied to God's people. You are my people. You are the ones that are holy. You're a peculiar people. You know what it means to be peculiar? It doesn't mean strange or weird. It means a purchased people. It means private property. This is mine. Folks, we're God's property this morning. When we have answered the call of God, it's no longer the enemy's. It's no longer mine. It's no longer the world. But I am God's private property. Which means then that my pursuit is no longer the things of this world. I am pursuing those things that would glorify God.
Amen.
You say, well, what does your church teach about such and such? Well, what does Jesus want? What does the Word of God say? Yes, but what have the ministers... Wait a minute. I appreciate the ministry, but folks, the ministry has no grace or salvation to give to any of us. Our job as the ministry is to point people to the One that can change the heart. It's our job to preach the simplicity of this gospel. This is what the church is. This is what the church of God is. It is about following Christ. It's about lifting in everything we do. The Scripture says, do all to the glory of God. And you say, yes, but it's, what's everybody going to think about me? That's not the point. The point is, when you do this, do you maintain that connection and sacredness? Is the glory of God resting on that in your life? And if it's not, do you hear the Lord saying, I want you to follow me? Let that thing go. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. That thing's not good for you spiritually. This is what it means to follow the Lord this morning. You know, the Lord has greater blessings for us, but I am so thankful. We have been called out. Title of the message this morning is Called Out, Called To. We have been called out of sin. We have been called, the Scripture goes on to say, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. We have been called out of darkness this morning. That is what the church of God is. A people that have answered the call and been in left darkness, left sin, in pursuit of the holiness of Christ Jesus in their life. Because without holiness, we're not going to see the Lord. So have you answered the call this morning? Lord, help us to hear the voice of the Spirit and say, Lord, I hear the call. Called out of sin. I don't know what percent, but it is a large percent of nominal Christianity that is teaching today that you cannot live without sin, and yet they're still naming the name of Christ. Jesus taught us something very different. We are still human. There are still going to be, yes, some rubbing of shoulders, but you know, I found the Spirit of the Lord can just grease that rub. That's what the Lord does. He comes in, though, that we have not... We're not walking in darkness anymore. Jesus said, go and sin no more. In other words, the moral violations that separated from God, we can live free from those things. We are still in a journey of growth. We are still on a journey that the Lord is perfecting us in our humanity, but in our spirit can be perfect in that. Our decision and our motivation and our purpose that, Lord, I'm going to follow You. My mind and my heart is made up. And if I fall a little bit short somewhere, my heart is perfect in that I will be the first one to say, I'm sorry, Lord, help me. I'm sorry, but my heart is still there to pursue You and to answer Your call. And that's where spiritual growth comes in. Grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Called out to follow Jesus. There is something else that the Scripture teaches us that we are called out of. Over in the book of Revelation in the 18th chapter, the messenger of the Lord gave a message. And he said in Revelation 18, verse 2, the angel cried out with a loud voice and said, Babylon the great is fallen and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. And he went on to say, the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the earth and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And then he went on to say, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Now, we've been called to come out of darkness. We've been called to come out of the world, and the sin of it, the evil of it. We've been called to come out of sin. And the Lord also called to come out of Babylon. And so what is Babylon? What does this represent? He said, come out of her, my people. In other words, He was talking to some of His people. that were in Babylon. Amen? He was talking to some of His people that had answered the call of God that were in Babylon. And He said, come out of her. And He said, and be not partaker of her sins, that ye receive not of her plague. Every time God calls us to come out of something, He calls us to something. What is Babylon? Babylon in the Old Testament was a place of idolatry. It was a place of spiritual confusion. It was a place where people were trying to escape the judgments of God. There are some that feel like, and I know we don't have all the facts in history, but there are some that feel like that the Tower of Babel, that one of its purposes was to escape if God ever sends another flood. If we build it up high enough, if God sends His judgment and another flood comes, at least some of us will be saved. Because we can get up high enough. And so they created their own institutions. Religions and belief systems are doing the same thing today. We want a way to make us feel good about ourselves. We want a way to be able to name the name of Christ. We want to be able to incorporate God with our life. But that's not the call that God gives. When God calls us to something, He calls us to come out of something. And here the Scripture is, I want you to come out of confusion. I want you to come out of a system that it said the kings of the earth have committed fornication. What is that talking about? You know, that is exactly what nominal Christianity has done today. They have taken the pure Word of God, they've taken these words of life, and they have mixed it, and they have mingled it with their own ideas, with their own opinions, with their own traditions, and it has violated and polluted the purity of God's Word. And there is a call of the Spirit still today. 2,000 years later, the call of the Spirit still is to come out of religious confusion. Come out of what it will kill you spiritually. You know, people say, well, I go to church here and this one goes to church there. What we're interested in is, are you going where the Word of God is being preached in its fullness? Are you going where the Spirit of the Lord is anointing His Word and giving life? If you are, then thank God wherever you're going. But if the Lord, if you're not finding life, if you're not finding the liberty and the fullness of the Word of God, you know what happens through time? It causes people to start losing the life that they had. Because when they're following the Lord, and then the leadership in saying they're following the Lord begins to feed them death. Well, you can't really live without sin. And then you get all men's ways and men's ideas, incorporate all this. It starts to have an effect. And so the call was, I want you to come out of where there's death. And I want you to follow me. You know, when we have been called out of religious confusion, we've been called to something better. And you know what that is? Jesus said, the hour is coming. And now is. When the true worshipers would worship in what? In spirit and in truth. We have been called out of all different religions and churches of men and organizations, and the Lord is calling us to follow Him exclusively. Where the Word of God is being lifted up in everything that we do. When someone comes and says, well, why do you do that? Well, 100 years ago the preacher said we shouldn't. I want to tell you something. You take that message to another country and see how far it gets you. Well, the ministers in the United States said it means nothing. But when you can open up the Word of God and you can say, thus saith the Word of the Lord, they are faced with a decision. Will I follow the Lord? Or will I go on with my own ways? We are faced daily with that same decision this morning, folks. Are we going to follow the pureness of the Word of God? The reason why we live like we live. Young people, I'm going to just talk real straight to you, all right? It's all right to nod your head. If you leave one church for another church, one organization for another organization, and it's just because, well, we're just going to try something different and something new, and it's not going to prove spiritually meaningful. And I want us to understand this morning that, and I know I cannot speak for everyone here, but do you know that the reason a lot of us are here together today, it's not because we wanted to establish a new congregation somewhere. It's not because we wanted another building that had a name on the door. It was because we're interested in answering the call of God.
Yeah,
it's because I want a place. It's a blessing to go and be with brothers and sisters in the Lord. That it's not about us. It's not about someone getting a feather in their cap. It's not about saying, well, let's just try something else. Because what will happen is they'll come up a controversy somewhere down the road, and then we can all talk about and decide what doctrine do we want, what do we not want. Do you know what doctrine you want or what I want? And that does not change God's Word.
Right.
It doesn't change the truth. And it's why I hesitate and I stay away. I don't want to vote on truth because I don't want you doing it because I said you ought to. I want you to do it because this is the Word of God. And this is the reason we live like we live. I'm not interested this morning in changing, trading one tradition for another tradition. Because all it will be is tradition. But when we make changes in our life, because our eyes are opened up to what the Bible says, and our eyes are opened up, our ears are open to the call of the Spirit of the Lord, it gives me purpose. And people say, why do you do that? Because I'm following Jesus. It's not because, well, I'm going to this church or that church or this church over there. They didn't like that. And they went all different directions. It's not. No, I want to come back and this is why I live. It's because what the Word of God says. And then when you do that, and I do that, we've all been called out. And we can come out of confusion and come to a place that we say, let's let the Word of God have preeminence. Let's allow the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit to move in and work among us. You know, this is a message that the world still needs to hear. There are some that say, well, is that message still relevant? It is still relevant today. Because people are bound up in religion. And we can sit right here under the sound of the gospel. Our children that have been raised hearing the truth. And they can begin to get a mentality that we're just another church.
Yes.
Another group among groups. Just another organization. If that's all it is, folks, we've missed it.
Yes.
This is more than that. It's about letting Jesus Christ be living and alive among us. And if I fall short of the Word of God, I don't want to excuse it. I don't want to justify it. But I want to say, Lord, help me. I'm not there. But I want to answer the call of God. And by His grace, I'm going to get to that promised land one day. Thank the Lord. Something real. The Father's looking for people this morning to worship Him. In spirit and in truth. He's calling us out. Calling us out of the world. Calling us out of men's religion and men's organization. And He's calling us to the unity of faith. His faith. His spirit. And when we answer that call, folks, you know we're going to be able to walk together in unity. And I want to tell you something else. The enemy has a little trick. We can come together and say, okay, this is what we want. We've answered the call, but I'll just use my wife so I think she'll understand. Look at this woman. She's not living right. She's coming here and she's not living like she ought to live. And what is this? Do you know that in the time of Christ there was a mixed multitude that followed Jesus? There was a mixed multitude. Jesus did not compromise. If I say, well, I don't want her to go away, so I'm going to not preach on this and I'm going to kind of change this a little bit because I want her to keep coming. Now, I have polluted God's Word.
Right.
Now, I have been guilty, but if I will still keep preaching and teaching, the ministry and the teachers, the leadership continues to preach the whole Word, and the Spirit of the Lord is still moving, there will still be a mixed multitude. So don't be discouraged when you look around and you see people that aren't measured up. Maybe they haven't heard the call like you have. You keep praying for them. You keep showing them the way. Because one day, the Lord is going to be faithful to do His job. But it doesn't mean that a fallen people, because there are some that aren't living like they ought to live. I would tonight, and I'm thankful for all of you here, but I would that there be more sinners here this morning. Why? Because I want them to hear the truth. That's what we want. We said, well, they're come to service. Should they come or not? You know how they're living. What better place for them to be? What better place for those that are hypocrites? I want the hypocrites to come to service. Because one day I hope they won't be a hypocrite anymore when they answer the call of God. The one that comes in that's not doing what they ought to do, and you look at them and think, wonder where they're coming from. Oh, go show them the love of God. I'm glad they're here. Because what better place to hear the gospel? What better place than to be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Called out and called to a place of unity. And there's something else that the enemy will try to do. And that is that as we work together in pursuit of God's call, taking us where God wants to take us, there will sometimes be things that happen. Touched on it the other night. But there will be some things that will happen that you'll be disappointed in someone. You'll be kind of let down. I thought she's a pastor's wife. I'm talking about her, not you, Sister Bergen. I was hurt. And she did this. Do you know that I'm not here just because the pastor's wife? I'm not here just because of this person and that person. I'm here because I heard a call. I'm here because I'm part now. When I follow Jesus, I am a part of something bigger than myself. But too many times, we look at, well, they did this and they did that. Why are we here to start with? Oh, we're glad everyone is here, but if it's just a different change, something new, it's not going to last. But what is lasting is when you hear the call of the Spirit and you say, Lord, I answer that call. I embrace holiness. I embrace truth. And now others may disappoint me, but by the grace of God, I'm going to stay steady and I'm going to be faithful and I'm not giving up and I'm not letting down because I'm answering the call of God. And that means it goes beyond my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. You know, when we answer the call, we're family. We're family. That means we can bear one another's burdens. We can pray for one another. And if I fall, some of my brother can come and say, hell, let me help you up. I'm thankful for brothers and sisters. We can carry one another's burdens. But it's because I heard a call. I heard something bigger, and I answered it. I'd like to conclude. Well, I don't want to be guilty of saying that and then going on too much longer. You know what the kingdom of God is? Kingdom of God, it's not meat and drink. But it's righteousness, and it's peace, and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. So you say, I've been called out of religious confusion, called out of this. What am I called to? We are called to a place in the Holy Spirit of true righteousness and true peace and the Holy Spirit. So in conclusion, if you will turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 7. And there are so many beautiful passages here that bring this out in Revelation. But in Revelation chapter 7 verse 9. In previous to this, the prior verses, he had a vision of the 144,000. 12 tribes of Israel. Times 12,000 in each tribe. That gets you 144,000. Do you know there are some that promote this doctrine that there's only going to be 144,000 make it in? Only 144,000 that answer the call. I don't know why they're trying to convince me then. Because if I answer the call, I'm going to minimize their chances to make it. But you know, that's not what he's talking about here. It was symbolic of the church of all ages. Because he saw that symbolic, that perfect 12 times 12,000. But he didn't stop there. So if someone brings that scripture up, tell them just to keep reading. Keep reading. He said, and after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, of all kindreds, of all people and tongues. And they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Do you know that is the called out people? They were called out of religious confusion. They were called out of men's religion. They were called out of sin. But they were called to come around the throne of God by way of salvation. And He looked on and He said, who are these people? This great multitude. You see, they came from all different countries. They came from all different nations, all different languages. They had different last names. Some were farmers. Some were from the city. Some were educated. Some weren't. They came from all walks of life. But all of them had entered by way of the blood. That's what the church is this morning. Those that have come by way of the blood. When I hear someone that's serving the Lord, and it's like, well, I don't know them. I'm not the door. Why should it trouble me? Why should it trouble me if someone is over here or a body and they're serving the Lord in spirit and in truth? Praise God. And I'll go on my way following the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I don't know. We're not the door. Jesus is the door. Those that entered in through the blood. And so He looked and He said, what are these in verse 13? What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Where did they come from? He said, sir, He said, thou knowest. He said, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God this morning for that great multitude. The Scripture in another place says they sang a new song. These were the redeemed of God. These were they who had gone through the blood that had come out. Come out of darkness, come out of religious confusion, and answer the call of Jesus to follow Him. This morning, if you will follow Jesus, it will bring you into a body, the body of Christ, that is bigger than yourself. Because as we walk after Christ Jesus, it's going to bring us into a state of unity, and there is a wonderful message to take to the world. Follow Jesus. Why are you doing that? Why are you going over there to serve? I'll tell you why. Because I heard the call of Jesus Christ, and it's working in my life, and it'll work for you too. Amen.